Maseches Kedushin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Eved Ivri Nikne B'Kesef Uvishtar. A Jewish Eved. An Eved that is being sold by Bezdin because he stole something and does not have the money to repay. Or if the Eved wants to sell himself because he needs the money. This Eved Ivri could be acquired with Kesef by giving Kesef to the Eved or with a Shtar. The Eved would write on a piece of paper, Hareini Machr Lecha, I am being sold to you. And he would give the Shtar to the Adon, to the person who is buying him. V'kayne es atmo bashanim uvayoivo uvigiron kesef. He could regain his freedom with shanim, with years, as an eved that is being sold by Bezdin works for 6 years. After the 6 years are up, he goes free. Or if he sold himself, then it depends how long he sold himself for. After the years are up, then he would go free. Or with yovo. If the shnas yovo is during the 6 years, then the Eved Ivri would go free even before the 6 years are up. Or with Giron, Kesef, by subtracting the Kesef, meaning the Eved Ivri could buy himself back. He would take into account how much the Adon paid for him. He would also take into account how many years he already worked. And he would subtract the amount of time he worked for. So therefore, if the Adon bought him for $600 for the 6 years that he was going to work for him, so that's $100 a year. And if the Eved worked for 2 years, before he buys himself back, so he would subtract $200 and he would buy himself back with the $400. Yisera lov ama havriya shekoyne es atma basima. And ama havriya, a Jewish maid, a girl that was a katana, that was sold by her father to be an ama. And the father has a right to sell his daughter to be an ama while she is still a katana. She goes out with one extra way. She goes out with the three ways that an Eved Ivri goes out. She also goes out when she gets simanim, which is that when she turns 12 and she has simanim, which is stay saros, she becomes a gedola at that point and she goes free even if the 6 years are not yet up. Hanirza nikne beritzia. A nirza, which is an Eved Ivri, that says after the 6 years are up that he does not want to go free, says Ahavti, says Adonai, says Ishti, says Banai, he loves his master, his wife. The wife that he's referring to is the Shifcha Knanis that he was allowed to marry while he was an Eved Ivri that would be usher to him once he goes free. And he says he loves his children, the children that he has from the Shifcha Knanis. So then the Adon would put an instrument through his ear into the Delos and he would work for the Adon until the Yovel. The Kona is Atmo by Yovel Uva Misas Adon. The Nirza would regain his freedom when it reaches the Shnas HaYovel or through the death of the master. At that point, he would go free, as opposed to an Eved Ivri who hasn't worked 6 years yet. He would not go free when the Adon dies. He would work for the son of the Adon, but if the Adon does not have a son and his daughter inherits him, then the Eved Ivri would not continue working for the daughter. Only for the son does the Eved Ivri continue working for. And Amma Avriya does not work for either the Ben or the Bas. Once the Adon dies, an Amma Avriya goes free, just like a Nirza. Maseches Kedushin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Eved Knani nikne b'kesef uvishtar uvachazaka. There are three ways of acquiring a non-Jewish Eved. Either with kesef, by giving kesef to the person who you're buying him from, or with shtar, that the person who you're buying him from would give the new Adon a shtar, or with chazaka. How are you kind an Eved with chazaka? If the Eved does a service to the new master, a service that is usually done by an Eved, such as that he unties his shoe for him, or he puts on his shoes for him, or he carries his stuff for him to the Beis Hamerchat. This is chazaka, and with that he would be koine the Eved Knani. The koine es atmo bekesef ayide acherim, ubishtar ayide atmo divi Rabbi Meir. And the Eved could regain his freedom with kesef that is given to the master through other people. If other people would buy the freedom for him by giving the Adon kesef, the Eved Knani would go free, but the Eved Knani himself has no way of getting kesef to buy his own freedom for himself. As we hold Yad Eved, Kiad Rabo, anything the Eved acquires is immediately goes to the Adon. The Adon has a kinyan on it, so therefore the Eved has no way of getting his own kesef. So therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, only if other people give the Adon kesef would he go free. Or with a shtar that is given directly to the Eved, a shtar shichror, the Adon writes on the shtar, Hareata la'atmacha, or Hareata ben chore, and the Eved Knani would regain his freedom through the shtar. But if he give the star to another person, and he tell the other person, take this star, and by virtue of taking the star for the Eved Kanani should go free. According to Rabbi Meir, the Eved Kanani would not go free this way, unless the Adon gives the star directly to the Eved Kanani. And according to Rabbi Meir, it's a chov for an Eved Kanani to go free. An Eved Kanani prefers to remain an Eved Kanani so he could be mutter to marry Shifcha Kananis, as opposed, once he goes free, he cannot marry Shifcha Kananis anymore. He has a din like a regular Yisrael. He could only marry a Bas Yisrael, and he prefers the Shifcha Kananis, who are more pritistic. So therefore, since it's a chov for an Eved Kanani to go free, he cannot make a shliach to be zocha and the star shichur for the Eved. As we have a klal in Chavin La'adam Ela B'fana, you cannot be a shliach for somebody, for something that the person does not want, unless the person makes you into a shliach. So therefore, nobody could be a shliach for the Eved to receive the star shichur from the Adon. The Adon would have to give the star shichur directly to the Eved Kanani. V'chachamim aymrim b'kesef ayidei atmo uv'shtar ayidei acherim uv'vad yehei hakesef misha acher. The Chachamim argue with Rabbi Meir. They hold that the Eved Kanani could buy his freedom by giving the Adon kesef, even though we said yad Eved ki yad rabo, anything the Eved acquires is nikneh to the Adon. Here we are talking about where somebody else gave the Eved Kanani the money with explicit instruction to use the money to buy back his freedom. In this case, according to the Chachamim, since somebody else gave him the money and told him what to do with the money, the Adon is not koneh this money, so therefore the Eved Kanani can buy his own freedom by using this money and giving it to the Adon. And Chachamim also argues, Rabbi Meir, they hold that not only can the Adon give a star shichur directly to the Eved, he could even give this star shichur to a third party and tell the third party to be a shliach for the Eved, to be mezakeh this star shichur to the Eved, so the Eved Kanani could go free. And the Chachamim hold, zchus hu le'Eved, it's a zchus for an Eved to go free. An Eved would prefer to go free, so therefore the person who is a shliach for the Eved is doing the Eved a favor. And we have a klal, zachin la'ada shlo b'fanav, you can be a shliach for a person even if the person did not appoint you directly, if what you're being a shliach for is a zchus. So therefore in this case you can give the star shichur to a third party. That third party would be a shliach for the Eved, and by virtue of that third party receiving the star shichur from the Adon, the Eved would go free.